So we continue our series about the a'mal of the qulub, the actions of the heart. And we already mentioned al-ikhlas, which is, we started with that, number one, tawakkul, shukr. And today, inshallah ta'ala, our amal of the qalb, our ibadah of the heart is al-hub, love. Love is a ibadah qalbiya. It's an act of worship from the heart. So, love is the greatest station the seeker on the path of Allah can attain. This is the best station you could attain when you reach the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. The love of Allah is the purest and the greatest of all loves. It gives life to the heart. It is sustenance for the soul and is the roadway to eternal Jannah. The love of Allah, is it an option? Is it a sunnah? Is it a fard? Is it a must? And the answer is that the love of Allah is a must upon every single believer. What is the dalil from the Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاءُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاءُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, let me translate right away. Say, tell them, if your parents and your children, your sibling, your spouses, your extended family, the wealth you have acquired, the trade you fear that it will decline, and the homes you cherish, if all these or any of these, listen to this, is or are more beloved to you than Allah and His Messenger and performing jihad fi sabilillah, if any one of those is more beloved to you than Allah, His Messenger and jihad, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tarabbasu. Wait. You know when somebody tells you, wait. Then, wait until Allah brings out His command. And Allah does not guide the defiant, disobedient people. When there is an order from Allah, this is a formula in the Quran. When there's an order from Allah, and at the end of it, it says if you don't do it, there's a punishment. That means this is a fard. It becomes a fard. So what do we conclude from this ayah? As a matter of fact, I gave a talk one time. I said when we put the 8 before the 3, when we put the 8 that Allah mentioned before the 3, Allah, His Messenger, and the jihad, this is what happened to the ummah. And this is exactly what's happening right now. All these, our money, our wealth, our families are more beloved to Allah than, more beloved to us than Allah and His Messenger. And this is the result. So number one, two, before we start, we have to understand that the love of Allah is not an option. It's a must upon every single believer. Now, if I ask you, why would you love someone in general? Why would you love somebody? For what reason you love someone for? Suhail, why would you love somebody? Name one thing. Why do you love me? Because I'm beautiful? Okay, alhamdulillah. One of the reasons why people love someone else is because they are beautiful. Beautiful in their character, beautiful in their... Beautiful. Okay? Second, what else? Munir.
The path is the same. You're going towards the same thing and they're helping each other.
In general, don't answer me like a philosophical answer. Why do you generally love someone? The way they treat you. Sah. The way they treat you, always when they see you, they hug you, they care about you, where are you, they check up on you, the way they treat you, right? And third, there are only three I'm mentioning. The third, the fadl they have upon you. There's a difference between the second and the third, right? The way they treat you, because you know them. But the fadl, for example, Bukhari has a fadl upon us, we don't know him, right? But we love him. because of what he has done to us. So because of the fadl they have upon you. So you love someone because of their beauty, because of the way they treat you, or because they have a fadl upon you. Allah has all three. He is the Jameel himself. And there's no one on earth that treats you and us, all of us, the way Allah treats us. And the fadl upon us, unlimited, countless. So there's all the reasons to love someone are in Allah Azza wa Jal. Tayyib. Now here we come to the very important part. Claiming that you love Allah is very easy. Very easy. Do you love Allah? Absolutely. Okay. Now, you know when we tell our children, all the fathers here and the mothers, Baba, I love you. What do you tell him? Show me. Your room is a mess. Every time I tell you to do something, the homework is not done. I have to yell 600 times to do something. What kind of love is this? Show me that you love me. Right? Show me. So claiming that we love Allah Azza wa Jal is very easy. Baba, I love you. Mama, I love you. Show me. That needs a proof that we love Allah. It has to be proven by our actions. And subhanAllah, one of the greatest glad tidings, if you want to call it, is the hadith of the man when he came to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, when is the hour? What did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? What have you prepared for it? Right? So what did the man say? Not much. Here, not much. I don't want anybody to say, Alhamdulillah, that's me. Not much. No, not much means he's doing the bare minimum. Yani all the fard, the salawat, and all that stuff is done. This is nobody talks about. He said, not much, Ya Rasulullah, except I love Allah and I love you. So what did Rasulullah say? Anta ma man ahbabt. Allahu Akbar. You are with the one you love. So this is our goal. We are loving Allah. One of the reasons we are loving Allah is because we want this hadith to be applicable to us, and we will be with the one we love, which is Allah and His Messenger. Tayyib. So open your ears. And tonight, may you see many, many talks. I checked today in YouTube and everything. Signs that Allah loves you. Many of them. I have never seen any video or any article even that says signs that you love Allah. And this is our discussion today. I will have 10 to 12 signs that indicate that you, me, us, love Allah Azza wa Jal. So, as usual, every time you mention one, you see if you're going to check or cross. Inshallah, all will be checked bi-idhnillah. First sign that you love Allah is that you love to meet Allah. من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. Whomsoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet them. And this is in general. If you love somebody, you love your mother so much, and you heard that you haven't seen her in 3 years, and you heard that she's coming tomorrow. Wallahi, that night you will not sleep. Because the one that you love is coming, you can't wait for that meeting. You can't wait, right? So how about meeting Allah Azza wa Jal? It's a sign that, you can't wait. You can't wait to meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As a matter of fact, this hadith came when Aisha radiallahu anha was talking to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he said, do not wish for death. He said, don't ask for death so you can go and meet Allah. So she said, he said this statement, whomsoever loves Allah, loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. She said, what does that mean then? Now, and he finished the hadith by saying, whomsoever does not like to meet Allah, Allah does not like to meet him. What does that mean? The person who, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, he's trying his best, he's doing everything that to his best of ability, whatever Allah has ordered, he can't wait to meet Allah. Ya Allah, look what I did, alhamdulillah, I tried so hard. I can't wait to, you know, like when your son does a project and he does such a great job, he can't wait to show you, look what I did, you know, look what I achieved, you know. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. So the number one sign is that you love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the meeting of Allah is twice. One in this dunya and the other in the akhirah. The one in this dunya is when? 5 times a day in the salah. Do you look forward for the salah? Yani do you look forward knowing that when I say Allahu Akbar, the meeting starts? Do you read the Fatiha in a way that Rasulullah ﷺ said, every ayah Allah is responding, or yallah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, rahman, rahim, maliki yawmiddin, ya Allahu Akbar, nobody knows anything. This is the meeting. And you remember Ibn al-Qayyim, he said something very beautiful. Whomsoever fix his standing in the first meeting, the standing in the next meeting will be easy. Whoever fixes the standing in this meeting, the 5 times a day, khushu', concentrate, focus, try to, as much as he or she can, understand what's happening, that next meeting will be easy. So the first meeting is here, 5 times a day. You love liqa, you love to meet Allah. And similarly, the last meeting is the meeting with Allah. May Allah make us from the people who meet him in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbi Alameen. So this is the first sign. Second sign, sabr ala ta'at. The person who loves Allah have patience performing the acts of worship. He has patience. Ya akhwan, let's be frank. Getting up to Fajr, and especially getting up to Fajr needs patience. How about getting up to Fajr and driving and coming or walking to the masjid? That needs patience, needs a lot of patience. I'd rather sleep or pray next to my bed, half asleep, but no. Because I love Allah, I want to do the extra effort. There will be patience on the fasting. Patience, I collected all this money and then you're asking me to give it away. That needs patience. Patience on the ta'at, that's a sign that you love Allah Azza wa Jal. Tayyib, does that mean the person who struggles, for example, let's take the same example. Does that mean the person who struggles with Fajr does not love Allah? No. That does not mean. Does that mean the sister who struggles with hijab does not love Allah? No. You know, love, listen to this statement carefully. Love is just like iman. You have it, but when you are committing sins, you did not perfect it. You know, when Rasulullah ﷺ said, "La yu'minu ahadukum." You're not, if you want to translate it straightforward, it means you're not a believer. But we all believe in the all 6 of arkan of the iman. So what does that mean here? You're not a perfect believer until you love to your brother what you love to yourself. Right? So similarly, that person who is trying and struggling and working very hard and striving for fajr or hijab or whatever, they love Allah, but they did not reach that real ultimate love yet. But we cannot say that because you miss fajr every day or every other day, you do not love Allah. No. Okay, one of the Salaf, he said, I struggled with Salat for 20 years, then I enjoyed it for the next 20. He struggled with the Salat, yani, to concentrate and focus and all that, then he enjoyed it for the next 20. So it took him 20 years to get to that khushu' that we are, all of us here, are trying to achieve. So second is patience on the ta'at. Third, patience on the makarih. Yani, the hardships. That is, when the true love is proven. You know, one of the scholars was asked, مَا عَلَامَةِ الْمَحَبَّةِ? He said, تَرْكْ مَا تُحِبْ لِمَنْ تُحِبْ. They ask him, what is the sign of love? He said, leaving what you love for the sake of the one you love. Leaving what you love for the sake of the one you love. You love maybe to drink alcohol. You love to gamble, but you're leaving it because Allah said no. Because you love Allah more. So you leave what you love or your tendency to do because of the love of that. Here in this case, because of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is a sign that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in our daily life, sometimes you love something and your spouse does not like it. And you go ahead and do it just because she loves it, even though you don't enjoy it at all. And unfortunately, mashallah, my brothers here, you don't enjoy nothing. Your sister, my sister keeps asking you for stuff. Yalla ya shabab, wala far'ama, wala hada biddu yidahi, wala. You have to give up a little bit, you know, sacrifice for the one that you love. Give up a little, give in a little bit, and then just to please your wife, and then, you know, happy wife, mashallah. Happy wife, happy life. Tayyib. Does that mean I do not commit sins at all? No. That means, you know, a man was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he drank alcohol. Sahabi drank alcohol. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did the had. He did the punishment. The Sahaba, they started cursing him. How many times did he doesn't listen? May Allah curse him. How come he was brought to Rasulullah so many times? Rasulullah was very upset. Was very upset. He said, do not curse your brother. All I know, and he swore by Allah, I know that he loves Allah and he loves his messenger. So that does not mean if you commit a major sin, that does not automatically indicate that you do not love Allah. Rasulullah ﷺ witnessed, testified that this man loves Allah, and he was just brought performing one of the biggest and major sins, which is drinking alcohol. Fourth, you always belittle your deeds. That's a sign that you love Allah. You do not keep bragging of what you have done. Oh, I built this masjid. Like a brother came to me, may Allah guide me and guide him, Ya Rab. He said, Sheikh, I don't like to talk. That's not a good start, by the way. I don't like to boast. But alhamdulillah, half of my village back home, I married them. And you don't like to talk? What if you like to talk? What are you gonna tell me? So, yani they feel like they have not done anything. Even though to us, like these guys are like, Allahu Akbar, yani they are doing so much, but they do not feel that they have done anything. They belittle their amal. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةً. When this ayah was revealed, Aisha radiallahu anha, she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayah means, and they do a lot of things and their hearts are trembling. She said, Ya Rasulullah, are these the people who steal and drink alcohol and this and that? He said, no, ya ibnat al-Siddiq, no daughter of the Siddiq. These are the ones who give sadaqah and pray and fast, but they are trembling whether it's accepted or not. Because these people know that this amal was only available for them to perform because Allah permitted so. So they feel like so little, all their amal so little. What number are we? Fifth, okay. Following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This ayah, when it was revealed, Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, هذه الآية فتنة. This ayah is a test for every person who claims that he loves Allah. This ayah is a test. for every person who claims that he loves Allah. Which ayah? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Tell them, Ya Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, if you love Allah, follow me, Allah will love you. So he said, whomsoever claim the love of Allah and he did not follow Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is a liar. This is the statement of the Mufassir. He said, he's a liar because Allah is saying, if you love me, follow Rasulullah. So these people who claim that we do not need the hadith, the Quran is enough and all that, Allahu Akbar, where is the, look at this ayat. Qul, if you really love me, then you have to follow Rasulullah. So this is one of the easiest and greatest signs that you are a follower of you are a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number six, being content with whatever Allah decreed for you. That's a sign that you love Allah azza wa jal. Being content, whatever Allah decreed for you, you are happy. سأل رجل الفضيل بن عياض رحمه الله يا أبا علي متى يبلغ الرجل غايته من حب الله تعالى فقال له الفضيل إذا كان عطاؤه ومنعه إياك عندك سواء. A man asked الفضيل, الفضيل is a great scholar, they told him when someone reaches the peak of the love of Allah, he said when his giving to you or his withholding from you are equal to you. Do you understand? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a salary, for example, for $10,000 a month, and the next 5 months you're out of the job, to you, that did not affect your love to Allah. That's a sign that you love Allah azza wa jalla, because you know that that deprivation was khair, and that money was khair. Whatever that rizq is khair. This is how much I love Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani, would you or me, would we think in any form we would harm our child? Impossible, right? So, knowing the child, knowing that, he knows that even if I punish him, this is good for him. Okay. Seventh, addicted to dhikr. Addicted to dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You're always remembering Allah. Always, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Constant remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, because the one who loves someone, they're always remembering him. SubhanAllah. Fadhkuruni. SubhanAllah. And specifically, loving the Quran. You have a very special, the one who have a very special relationship with the Quran, that's a big sign that that person loves Allah Azza wa Jal. Because whomsoever loves Allah, loves the word of Allah. He loves the word of Allah. He has a connection with the Quran. He reads this much every day. He memorizes this much. He understands this much. He reads tafsir this much. He applies this much. That means that's a sign that this person loves Allah Azza wa Jal. Next, good manners. Good manners. Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was one time making wudu. And as the water is coming down from the wudu, the Sahaba is running after the water and then wiping their body with it. And this is only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't go do this to your sheikh or to your maulana or to this. This is only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they take this water from him and they start. He said, مَا حَمَلَكُمْ عَلَى هَذَا? What made you do this? What made you do this? قَالُوا حُبُّ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Because we love Allah and we love you. He said, مَنْ سَرَّهُ أَنْ يَحُبُّهُ. And now this is great that you love me. But if you want Allah to love you and His Messenger to love you, do three things. Number one, be truthful in your speech. Keep the amanah. Protect the amana and be a good neighbor. So all of these are rotating around akhlaq. And this is something that we need to work on. Ya Akhwan, we like I mentioned many, many times, we focus a lot on the acts of worship, on the rituals, but we neglect our manners, manners with our parents, manners with our spouses, manners with our neighbors, manners with our children, manners with our non-Muslim colleagues and workers. This is all part of our deen. Next, the person who loves Allah, he gets frustrated and annoyed if the rules of Allah are being violated. He does not pass by haram or see haram and does not mean anything to him. He starts boiling. Maybe he can do something or maybe he can't, but still his heart is aching. He sees that haram is, you see half naked people. Wallahi, I went to Walmart the other day. Wallahi, Allah is my witness. I did not know where to look. Where to look up, you look down, you see something. You look left, you see something right. Everywhere you look, may Allah guide them and guide us. Yani, subhanAllah, it makes you boil that, you know, or when you see what's happening to our brothers and sisters all over the world, and the rest of the world is silent. Silent. They forgot, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Your brother is being slaughtered in front of you, and you're handing the knife. You're handing the knife. You're watching. That does not make you boil and make you frustrated. How could you help my enemy? How could you help my enemy? And I'm your brother. Allah called us brothers. Next, a person who loves Allah Azza wa Jal, they are very, very sad if they miss ibadah. Yani this person, again, let's go back to Fajr. He prays Fajr every day in the masjid. And then he missed it. If he has the chance that day to make aza, he will make aza. People come and offer condolences. He misses a day of fasting. He misses any duty and he boils. An opportunity to help a needy person. He gets very frustrated. How could I miss something like this? The person who loves Allah Azza wa Jal, listen carefully, loves Qiyamul Layl, loves Tahajjud. Why? Because he's alone with his lover. He's alone with the one he loves. Like Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he was asked, how come the people who perform Qiyam, their faces are full of nur? How come the people who perform Qiyam, their faces are full of nur? He said, because they were alone with the source of nur, so he gave them some of his nur. They love. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. Allah said, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They hardly slept. And in another surah, Allah said, they cannot sleep. They keep moving left and right. I mean, how can I sleep and I have no clue where is my destiny? Am I going to Jannah or to Nar? Get up. One of the Salaf, he used to hit his leg. Stop sleeping. Yalla, get up. Let's perform Qiyam. Get up. You're going to take me to hell. Get up. He talks to his leg. Subhanallah. Finally, Akhwan, so these are all the signs that we love Allah Azza wa Jal. Tayyib. Is there a dua that Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to ask for the love of Allah? And absolutely. Rasulullah ﷺ, he used to say, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Ya Allah, I ask you your love. And I ask you to love the ones who love you. And I ask you to make me love the a'mal that bring me closer to you. We beg Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people whom He loves and we love Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to instill this ibadah in our heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put His love on top of the love of anything and anyone. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our last deeds our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.